Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Andrea from the Yoga Bar. Welcome, hi. Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you for coming. So how many podcasts have you done?
It's my first one.
Nice. Yes. Okay, good.
Feels good to be here.
Okay, so we got that out of the way.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so you own a yoga studio, and by virtue of that, you must be making people feel better every day. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, yourself, your background, what inspired you to get into that line of work? And also, like, what are you doing on a daily basis to help people feel better?
Perfect, for sure. Well, my background is from Mexico City. I've been living here in Toronto almost 3 years. I've been all my life in the restaurant industry. So I love to connect with people. I love hospitality industry. It's amazing. But it's there's been a lot of changes in my life. I love working out, feeling good, having that hour for yourself. So when I moved to Canada, the idea was to start like making that little changes for other people. So in some moment, we decided to, instead of open another restaurant, because we have other restaurants in Mexico and here, instead of open another restaurant, let's do a yoga place, a space for people to create a community.
Nice.
So we have the yoga studio, but it's not only about yoga. It's all other classes that we have. We have Pilates, we have bar, we have strength, we have heat mobility, we have bar, and also other types of yoga. So it's like a fitness center, and also we have a coffee shop.
No way.
So yes.
Coffee and yoga.
Nice. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you're always in a rush, going to work and school and kids and everything. So we just want that space for people to just chill, relax before or after the class.
Right.
So we created this little space that is our coffee shop. We have smoothies, coffee, panini, salads. We also have wine and beer because, on a Friday evening, you just want to, you know, relax after
hang
a class and hang out.
At a different kind of bar.
So that's what we have so far. It's been a really good journey. It's, of course, really challenging.
Yeah.
It's a different industry that we don't know how to be competitive. But we're learning every day, and it's been amazing. The neighborhood that we are, it's Etobicoke, so all around a lot of condos, new condos. We have the Costco. We have a dance academy near us. So it's been good. It's been a good journey. So far.
That's amazing. And I guess it is exactly that, right? It's a journey, and you can apply all the learnings from, you know, your previous roles in running restaurants to the yoga studio, I guess, right? But it's cool because I think yoga really does draw in a certain community. So it's nice that you offer all the, like, the wellness classes, but also that you're building a community around a cafe and food and drink. I think that just adds a tremendous amount of value. Your customers must love that.
Yeah, they actually love that. And of course, we're trying also to make them feel like they're, like we're providing them a full service. Like, you know, what they have to take before or after class, what type of smoothie, if with protein or no protein.
Oh,
it depends on everybody's goals, because sometimes you just want to lose weight or gain muscle, or you just want to be calm in the class and just be there relaxing. So that's what we're trying also to do, to learn or to give people all the service provided, so they can know what they're doing with their body.
Right.
Before, also with the classes, but also what they're eating and what it's happening.
It makes sense
to
take a bit more of an holistic approach, right? To wellness and to yoga. So it's good that you've got the nutrition element as well.
That's right.
So what do some of your happy members tend to say about the yoga bar?
Oh, it's good because we have a lot of different feedback, but the most amazing, or what we love, is that they feel like a person. They don't feel like a number. Like, you know, big other places, or I don't know, big chains or everything. I don't know. It's not bad, but sometimes it's not that personal.
Right.
So I know the names of all of our members.
Oh,
I try to know if they're good, where their families are. So that connection is what people love. And they say, like, I'm just hoping that my day ends to be at the yoga bar and have my class and meet you and the staff and talk to everybody. And they feel like they're, like another safe place.
Nice.
So that's good for us also. They love that our space is like good vibes, relaxing. Also, it's real clean. So it's really bright. We have a lot of little details that we take from our a little journey that we have to Italy. And we have like these colors that make us remember those places. So it's like a really nice story behind the place. So I think that's what people like about it.
Nice.
And all of the different type of classes, our instructors are amazing. They have a lot of experience in their type of classes. So yeah, I think it's a little combination between the instructors, a little community, how personal we are with everybody. Yes, I think that's the good feedback that we are receiving right
now. Nice, nice. And it must feel wonderful for you to do something every day that makes people feel better. I mean, you were doing that before in Mexico with the restaurant, right? Because food makes people feel great.
Food makes now people happy,
yoga,
everybody.
Now it's yoga, Pilates, wellness. It makes people feel better.
Yeah, because, we live right now, the world is crazy. Everything is happening at the same time, and you just need a little time for yourself to feel good, to feel better, to feel that you are doing something good for yourself, and you can like close the door and let everything that is happening in your mind and everything outside the door of the studio, and just take your time for yourself and be happy, feel good, feel like you're connecting with other people. So I think that's what we are trying to do to everybody. Just forget about that everything that's happened in your life and just give yourself 1 hour to enjoy.
Perfect. That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
And my pleasure.
If our viewers want to know how to find you, you mentioned you're in Etobicoke.
Yeah, we're in Etobicoke. It's 10 Plastics Avenue, right in front of the Costco. It's actually, it's a really nice building. There's a lot of type of businesses inside our building, all about wellness. There's skincare, waxing, manicure, eyebrows, hair salon. So we are like a little community inside
nice.
The building. It's
good,
a really nice place to
be. Wonderful. Andrea, well, thank you very much
for joining me,
and thank you for watching and tuning in again. This is the Feel Better podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.